Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's the top complaint that women have about their husbands? A marriage therapist said this.
This is one of the top things that I hear from women as a complaint, that their husbands are waiting for them to tell them what needs to be done. And they're really looking for a partner in life who is actively responsible for the house and for the children and not waiting for their wife to tell them what to do.
Nope.
Here's the thing with that, all right? Mm-hmm. If I just start doing stuff and do it in my own way or do it at my own timeline or whatever, she always says the same thing to me. She says, wait a minute, wouldn't we do this together? Or you're doing it wrong. It's not the way that I would do it. So that's why guys are always waiting. We're waiting just to be told.
Well,
you can't have it both ways. We're not mind readers.
I wanted to say that this is like a rookie marriage, like early on, like you just got married, because not that I know all, but I remember early on this would be something that bothered me. Not anymore. Now I've just accepted the fact that my husband cannot do things unless he's been told.
Yeah,
so
I
now
mean,
it doesn't bother me. I wake up, I'm like, hey, today, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do this, 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 and this. And they go, okay. And they do it.
And there's nothing wrong with that, right? And you know what? If I could just jump in for guys here, the best way to get that done, especially if they're people that work early in the morning, is get them early on Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. Tell them what the plan is. That way they can knock out all those things. And then after, they'll knock out their own things. But if we're standing around waiting, it's frustrating. Wow, that really struck a nerve with me. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So that here's the thing. 1-800-330-9999, because I am just so curious as to what you think. If you're somebody, what is the biggest complaint that you have about your husband? We went around the office and we asked, and here's what they said.
Oh my gosh, he never closes the chip bags. It drives me nuts. Like, why? I don't get it.
The chip bag is a big one.
Close it up. I mean, stale chips are just no good.
For me, my biggest complaint I have about my husband is, and it always has been my complaint, and you would think at this point he would do something about it, but he doesn't. He leaves his dirty socks everywhere.
You've told me this.
Because you think that at this point he would just take them, put them somewhere where they need to be, you know, possibly the washing machine, I would think. He leaves them on the kitchen counter.
Right.
He leaves them on the couch. He leaves them on the stairs. I don't even understand why he goes through so many socks that they're all over the place. It makes me absolutely insane because he's so anally clean.
Nah.
The fact that he does that is so out of character. It drives me crazy.
Kitchen counter is weird.
Oh.
He leaves everything in the garage. If he goes outside to rake something up, pick something up, he uses a tool, he takes it out of the shed, he leaves it in the garage, he leaves his golf clubs in the garage, he leaves his shoes in the garage, he leaves his recyclable bags in the garage, all the stuff that he uses to clean a car. He can't put it back in the tote or the shelf. It's just left on the floor in the garage. It's honestly a nightmare.
That's my favorite.
How about you stay out of the garage?
It's honestly a nightmare.
How about you just stay out of the garage?
Oh, you're a garage guy.
Yes.
I think you hide in the garage.
Oh, even. I can't wait, honestly, until I'm able to get rid of some more things in the garage. I'm thinking about putting a television out there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you.
Yeah, 1-800-330-9999. Forget about the he doesn't know when to do things nonsense. What is the most annoying thing about your husband? The number one complaint that women have about their husbands, according to this marriage therapist, is that they need to be told what to do and they don't know how to do it them for themselves. Like, why don't you go pick up Jason from softball, from baseball practice, or, you know, or, hey, why don't you go outside and mow the lawn? That kind of stuff. That doesn't bother me.
Yeah, I'm just going to stick up for guys here and say that we feel like our schedule is dictated to us by our wives anyways. So we wait for you to tell us what it is that you want us to do. That way we can satisfy the things that you're after first, and then we'll deal with our things later on. The truth is that it would be so much easier if you just gave us a list.
Sandy wrote on our Facebook page, her number one complaint about her husband is that he bends the spoon so it's easier to put the food in his mouth. WTH. Yeah, no, seriously, Sandy,
that's
you're
wacky.
Right. What do you mean he bends the spoons? If my husband started bending our silverware.
That's weird, right?
Oh.
That's strange.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the number one thing your husband does that you complain about?
He hums, and it's so freaking annoying. He does it everywhere we go while he's new. Even at home, like I showed you, he hums himself to sleep sometimes.
Does he know that he's doing it?
I'm pretty sure he's aware.
Yeah.
It's like singing to yourself, whistling, right? I whistle the same tune, which is not a tune, actually. It's just kind of like an abstract thing that I recall in my brain. For some reason, I whistle that all the time.
Let me hear it.
I don't even know what that is.
That's so weird.
What song is that?
And why are you constantly doing
that?
It's
not a song. I'm doing it all the time.
So weird.
Yeah.
My husband makes noises when he eats, which is similar to humming. It's like this.
Oh, he's just loving it. He's chewing through it. He's trying to get the motor running.
First, I thought it was just me that it annoyed, and then I realized it was my mom, and then she would yell at him, but what are you doing? You hear yourself? You sound so stupid.
Do you ever think that he's doing it on purpose because it gets such a strong reaction from all of you?
No, he has no idea that he's doing it,
okay.
Without a doubt. On our text line at 1-800-330-9999, I have to listen to him talk to text constantly. He even uses inflection as if he's talking to a person. I want to scream, but I shut my mouth and pick my battles.
That's funny.
I do that.
Yeah.
So I used to
You do it in the studio.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I'm always like a hurry up and get it out. So I'll be like, and I say like period, exclamation mark,
sure,
question
of course.
Mark.
So right. Do I, yeah.
Do you have to go to work today in office, question mark? If you do, comma, please pick up milk on way home, dot, period.
Yeah, I hate text messages without any sort of punctuation or whatever.
Yeah.
It drives me nuts.
We asked around the office, what's the number one complaint you have about your husband?
He can never get his laundry to the actual laundry basket. It's literally 3 feet away from it, and he just can't get it in there.
Oh, my gosh. If it's on the floor, you lose your mind. Lose your mind.
Like, yeah,
why do we even
do
have a basket? Why do we have it?
I don't do that. That feels a little bit childlike.
All right. What's the number one complaint you have about your spouse? 1-800-330-9999. A marriage therapist went viral because she said this is the number one complaint that she hears that women have about their husbands.
That their husbands are waiting for them to tell them what needs to be done. And they're really looking for a partner in life who is actively responsible for the house and for the children and not waiting for their wife to tell them what to do.
Yeah, I get all that, but that's not the number one complaint I have about my husband.
It's lies anyways. What if you woke up on the weekend and found that your husband was gone because he was out doing the things that he decided he needed to do for your house and all that? You think that would go over well? I'm guessing not.
Michelle wrote on our Facebook page, he cuts butter on an angle. It's divorce worthy.
I mean, seriously.
My husband leaves socks all over the house, and according to our text messages, looks like a lot of husbands do that as well. Like, what is wrong with you? Take your socks off the couch. When he leaves them on the kitchen counter, I want to gag.
Yeah, that's disgusting. My wife would tell you it's just the fact that I leave everything everywhere. I never put anything away.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the number one complaint you have about your spouse?
Oh, come on. We got to get the guys on the table. The number one is I call it the echo syndrome. My wife's really not listening to me. So I'll say, hey, I'm running out to go get eggs and milk. And she'll say, okay, and while you're out, get eggs and milk. And I'm like, okay. So she's really not listening to me.
Yeah. You know what I hate is the finger. I hate that if we're speaking about something or if she asks me a question and then I'll go to respond and she holds up a finger because she's reading something. Why are you asking a question out loud if you're continuing on with your reading? Like, if you want an answer to your question, stop what you're doing and listen.
Mm.
Then when she comes back, she's like, okay, what were you saying? I'm like, no. No, it's too late now.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, my husband hates my phone because he says it takes me away from reality.
Of course.
Yeah, it's true.
And Raven, top complaint you've got about your husband, what is it?
Yeah, so he wears T-shirts with holes in them and refuses to get rid of them. He calls them vintage.
You're paying somebody extra for it to give you that look if you find it online. Here it is. This is the real deal right here. There's nothing better than a mark worn in your jeans that is the same shape and butt cheek as your wallet.
Good.
That says you're a man.
That says you've worn those jeans for 37 years.
That's what it says. That is what it says. My dad's jeans, every pair of them.
All my husband's undershirts have holes, like the white tank tops that he wears under his like work shirts. And I don't understand why he won't get rid of them and just buy new ones. What kind of shirt is your husband wearing?
Like old Nirvana shirts.
You can sell those. Just take those and sell them.
See what I'm saying?
Those are worth a lot of money right now. I keep seeing them being sold for like $150 a pop online, like the original ones.
He won't do it.
Aww.
He won't do it.
Santa and Raven, what's the top complaint you have about your husband?
So when we make plans, even if I've told him 100,000 times, put it in our shared calendar, written on the little calendar I have literally outside of his office room, he forgets our plans every single time.
Do you think it's selective? Do you think they selectively remember what they want to do and what they don't want to do?
Probably. It's like selective hearing, selective memory.
Yeah. That joint calendar on my iPhone with my husband is the greatest thing that's ever happened. Because whenever he acts like he doesn't know what's going on, I always say, it's on the calendar. It's on the calendar.
Go to the tape.
Yep.
Check the evidence right there. It's the perfect cross-examination answer.
I set it up that when I add something to the calendar, not only does it go on his calendar, but it also emails him a notification to let him know that I have added something to the calendar and he has to approve it.
Wow.
Yeah. Not messing around.
That's slick. I should put that in there.
Marianne wrote on our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, I've been married 38 years and I can't stand when he puts his plate next to the sink and not in it. Oh, me too, girl. Me too.
We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.